everybody. It's dark, but I'm here. Welcome to week three of Get Rich with the Miranda Challenge. It's funny because my podcast is called What Else Could Be Possible, but I'm doing the Get Rich with Miranda Challenge just on this vlog. And so it gets confusing sometimes. Do vlogs have names? Like, do I need to give a name to my vlog? Because this is just a challenge on my vlog. It's not the name of my vlog. But my vlog name is probably just called What Else Could Be Possible the Vlog, if that's allowed. Anyway, so what am I doing? I'm telling you what this vlog is about. So, and I'm telling you as I'm driving to the grocery store to pick up some queso for the Super Bowl party that I'm going to tomorrow. So this week has been awesome. Really awesome week. And because this week has been so wonderful, we're going to do some celebrations together. And I'm going to take you through my process of celebrating because it's slightly strategic, maybe more strategic than one might think. And this is something that I do every single night. It's not just when I have like a good week full of lots of good things happening. I just do it whenever, because nothing is too small to celebrate. And if you're not celebrating regularly, then nothing is like ever good enough for you if you don't ever see progress as celebrations and as progress. And if you're not ever happy about it and feeling proud of it. So that's what I want to do. And last week I said that I was going to take you through some more money, like set some more intentional money goals. I still do want to do that. I didn't get to do it last week. I mean, I guess I kind of did. I was mood boarding and I told you some things that I want to buy. But that's not terribly specific. You know what? I'm not going to make any promises because who knows? It's Saturday evening. What time is it? It is 7:38 on Saturday evening. So yeah, I haven't done so much of the taking you through the week sort of thing. And it's the end of the week now and I'm hoping to edit and post this tomorrow or Monday. So that being said, where was I going with that? That being said, here's what I was going to say. I can't remember why I started saying that sentence, but I am doing celebrations tonight and then perhaps also doing, telling you about my money goals, but who knows? Anything could happen. Maybe I'll just do one. I don't know. The night is still young. I said that all really kind of awkward, but that's fine. Anyway, I'm here at the store now, good old Smith's, and we will be doing some celebrations today. Okay, not that anybody asked, but if you're gonna watch my vlog, I just think you need to know this about me. This section is my favorite section in any grocery store. The baked goods with artificial frosting, like not like the fancy bagels and pastries over there, like the fake artificial, like this kind of stuff that usually everybody hates, with the brightly colored frosting. Like for me, the more brightly colored the frosting is, the better. No dessert can ever top it at like a fancy cafe or a homemade cake. Like no, like this is where it's at. And I just think you ought to know that about me. Okay, I have purchased my queso and my salsa and my chips for the Super Bowl tomorrow. I have finished my ballet quiz that I have put off until tonight. And I've gotten everything else done that I needed to do. And it's almost 10:40, not too shabby. So we're gonna do some celebrations now. What I have been doing for the past 2 years is recording my celebrations at the end of each day, just right before I go to bed. And I usually use this app. I've used this app called WinStreak, and it's an app specifically designed for tracking celebrations. And I actually think I've only been using that app for, when did I read The Gap and the Gain? Ooh, I don't know. I think like
over a year, I think 2 years, I don't remember, but there's this book, The Gap and the Gain. It's such a good book. It's so good. And it can help you if you, I don't know, don't feel, if you're always just not satisfied with where you're at in life and always are trying to meet some next level, but nothing's ever good enough. Fantastic book. And in the book, they talk about, or at least in the audiobook, they mention that there was an app created for, like, based on the idea of the book, which is to recognize your wins and celebrate everything. And so the app is, it has you write down three celebrations, at least three celebrations from the day, but there's room if you want to do more, and then three wins for the next day. So I have filled that out religiously for 2 years, and I'm devastated now because the app is no more. And so Dan Sullivan, if you are watching / listening to this, what happened? Where's the app? What happened to it? I'm devastated that it's not here anymore. Okay, I actually know what's happening because I emailed your people and I said, hi, I can't re-download this app. Ever since I got my new phone, the only downside has been that I can't re-download WinStreet because it's not on the App Store. And so I emailed your people and they said that it's undergoing some construction or something. And I'm proud of you for trying to make it better. And you should do what you want with your own app. But I just want you to know, yeah, I thought it was the most wonderful app. And I hope that the reconstruction is going well. And please don't forget about it because I need to re-download the app because now I'm just tracking my celebrations on my notes app and it's just not the same. So anyway, love the book. Love you. Big fan. Anyway. Okay. So as you may have just heard, I am now recording my wins on the notes app every evening because I'm waiting on the WinStreet app to finish its construction. So that's what I'm doing and it's fine. But the important thing is I'm doing it and, I'm pretty proud of myself that it hasn't just, it wasn't just like a phase that I went through of like, oh, a month after I finished reading the book, I was really good about recording my celebrations, but it's actually a thing that I actually rely pretty heavily on. Like in my normal routine is like, oh, I have to make sure I am recording my celebrations and just like really relishing in the feeling of being proud of myself. That's something that I really have to do so that I'm not just always just moving the line and kicking myself for not being further than where I am or whatever. So that's what I'm gonna do now. I'm not gonna do it on my phone though because I'm recording on my phone. So I've got my cute little whiteboard here. And let me just write out some celebrations real fast. Okay, here's what we got. And this is the best seating position that I could come up with. So we're rolling with it. Okay, number one, this week I really tapped into certainty that I would get callbacks. So this week was a very big week for the theater people in the Provo Orem vicinity because there were so many callbacks for local theaters. And when I say so many, there's really only two that I can think of. I guess three, which I don't know, that's still a lot. And anyway, there have been so many, it's audition season, so many audition opportunities and, are just around right now. And so a lot of callbacks are happening. And so I showed you last week on my mood board, I put the words decide and certainty because I really am just trying to operate from that place at all times. And it's not always that easy, but I feel like I really got to this place with two specific auditions that I had, and just decided I'm going to these callbacks. Like I'm absolutely 100% going to these callbacks. And I'm just really proud of myself because let me tell you, I live by a hospital and there are so many helicopters that fly by. And like, why do I feel like that's like the fourth one that's passed when I've been making this video? Anyway, that was so off topic. What was I saying? I Okay, I'm really proud of myself because today I was listening back to some coaching calls that I had been a part of in the past, and I just listening to where I was and the things I was talking about, like even just like a year and a half ago, I'm such a different person now, and I really don't think I could have ever tapped into certainty and just decided like I'm getting a call back for this theater. Like I don't think I literally don't think my mind could have gotten behind that and my energy, but now I just can really easily, and I did. And I got the callbacks as a result. I got BS callback. That stands for Blythe Spirit. So BYU is doing Blythe Spirit this summer. And I was just like, okay, I want to do it. And I'm getting a callback. And I did. And then I got a callback for Hale Theater. They're doing Adam's Family. And so I got to do callbacks for that. That was so fun. And I have been auditioning for Hale for like, I don't know, 6 years, something like that. And I've gotten 3 callbacks from them total. And 2 of them have been this year. And it's not a coincidence. It's just not. Okay. What does it say? Felt neutral when I... Okay. I felt neutral when I got the news. Okay. So when I say the news, I mean the callback news. Can you even read this? Kind of. I'm trying to avoid this glare. So I think this is such a big deal, is feeling neutral when something incredible happens that we have wanted for a long time. Because if you think about it, there for like professionals who are like experts at what they do and who constantly get opportunities to, in my case, perform, like they no longer get that excited when they book a big role. Like it just feels normal. And I think that when it's like a sign of growth, when you start feeling that neutral feeling of like, oh, this is normal. Like, of course I got the call back, instead of like, ah! Like freaking out. Oh my gosh. Like, I can't believe I did it. Like, I think sometimes there's that initial excitement, but, when I got the callback emails, I was just kind of like, I was happy, of course, but I was just like, I mean, yeah, like, of course I did. And that's just a sign that I'm more stepping into the person who is certain of my results and certain that I am going to achieve all my goals and be the professional and the professional performer that I want to be and that I'm becoming every day. And so I see that neutrality as actually a really big celebration. I got cast in Blythe Spirit. Woohoo! And because I am cast in Blythe Spirit, I am going to Taylor Swift, baby. Yeah, right there. Let me tell you really fast how that works. So there's a performance credit that that is required for all MDT students. And so, and any show, you just have to perform in any show and then you get the credit checked off. And so my thought was, okay, if I am, so I got Taylor Swift tickets. Me and my best friend got them for Canada. We're going this December in Canada. And, but that is the same time as the school musical, as the fall musical. And so my thought was, oof, if I do the fall musical, then I will get the performance credit checked off, but I'll have to miss Taylor Swift. And I don't want to miss Taylor Swift. So if I can audition for the summer show and get cast in that, then I can get the performance credit checked off and I don't have to miss Taylor Swift. And so I got the news today and I'm so happy because not only has it been a long time since I've been in a real show, like I've done little things here and there, but not like an actual show, lights, audience, several performances, costumes, that sort of shebang. Like it's been years, so long, probably before I think my last show was when I was a senior in high school and I did Fiddler on the Roof. Like that was my last like actual show. So I'm just overjoyed. So not only am I doing that, but I'm going to Taylor Swift. And you know, so many people told me, they're like, they're like, Miranda, wouldn't you rather perform? Like, cause it has been so many years since I have been in a show that, and I've been, you know, crying about it and being sad about it to so many people, just like, oh, I just want to perform. And so when I proposed this plan of like, listen, if I can do the summer show, then I don't have to do the school musical in the fall, and then I can go see Taylor Swift. And they're like, but that's what you want to do. Wouldn't you rather perform? And, you know, maybe past me, who was crying about not performing, would have said yes. But now I say, you know what? No, because the entertainment industry is never going away in the world or at BYU. It is, it's always here. And you know what's not always going to be here is the Eras Tour. And especially this December, when she's probably going to be performing new songs. Anyway, I'm going to the Eras Tour, and I've never been more happy. So that's not true. Okay. Yeah, such a good day. Such a great day. I'm sorry, I can't read everything. This one says, felt a healthy amount of nervousness. Okay, cool, yeah. I felt a healthy amount of nervousness mixed with excitement at my callbacks. I think it's always good to not feel like too much on either spectrum. I mean, if you feel really excited and happy, I guess that's not a downside, but it's definitely not good if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm sick to my stomach, I'm gonna throw up. But I felt like very much in the middle of just like, ooh, I'm nervous, but like, I'm really excited to be here. Like, it's gonna be good, and I'm just here to have fun. So that's awesome. And I've noticed that amongst many people who are in my program that I've talked to, a lot of them just feel very new, and just professional performers, they just are at callbacks and at auditions to have fun and to do their thing. And they're not really attached to the end result of getting cast, because they're just doing what they love, and they know they're certain that like they will end up performing somewhere. Maybe it won't be that performance, but like, they're talented, they're gonna get another callback, and as long as they continue to have fun and do what they love, they're gonna keep getting cast. And like, that is the energy. And I feel like I'm stepping more and more into that every day. So okay, next. What went to a film audition today, last minute, and felt, oh my gosh, I can do this, minute, and trusted that not being too prepared was okay. What is that word? Not being totally prepared, that's the word. Okay, yeah, so I had a film audition for like another student film scheduled today. But it was, the only time I could get it was in the middle of another rehearsal. And so as I was driving back from my callback, I was just thinking like, what if I just stopped by, because the place where they were holding auditions was really close to my rehearsal. I'm like, what if I just stopped by and saw if they had any open slots now, then I could get it down now instead of having to finish my rehearsal. So I did. I stopped by and they said, yeah, you can come in right now, we don't have anybody. And so I did. And I was wearing my dance clothes. I was kind of sweaty. My makeup was like done, but like kind of sweated off from the dance routine. And my hair was just like this in my little space buns, which didn't really fit the character. But, and I think past me would have been like, oh, absolutely not. Like, I cannot. I have to look professional, I have to be dolled up and just like have my sides printed and my resume, whatever, which is good. Like, that is absolutely something I still stand by, is being a professional. But it's not something that I let stop me. And I chose in that moment to take a more convenient, easy path, that was to do the audition when I was free, instead of having to leave my rehearsal to do the audition. I chose the easier path and I trusted that it was enough. And I think sometimes people can get really in their head about not being prepared enough and just being like, oh, I have to, but it has to be this way, it has to be perfect. But like, B minus work is a thing. And I think we all need to be okay with more B minus work. Which is work that is good enough, even if it's not polished and perfect, but it'll get the job done and we can pass the class with B minus work. And so I showed up in my B minus work phase of like, hi, this, I know it's not perfect, but it's enough. And right now it's more important for me to take this convenient route instead of missing my rehearsal. So proud of myself for trusting that it was enough and B minus work is good. And I did well at the
Left feeling really proud of my work. Yeah, I thought it was actually a really awesome audition and I read really well. Processed. Okay, we're changing. I'm gonna do it like this now. Cool. That makes a lot more sense. Processed irritation rehearsal today. I did it quickly. Yeah. I get like, sometimes I get irritated about like, whatever, I won't say what. Just like, sometimes little things irritate me. I'll just say that. And things irritated me at my rehearsal and I was able to process it even though I was still at a rehearsal and we were doing things and we were rehearsing. And I didn't have to like step out of the room and like light some candles and spray some incense and just be like, oh, I'm processing emotions. Like I can do it while I go throughout my day. So that was good. I'm getting better at that. Tapped out trauma with past dating experiences. Okay. I'm gonna try to speed this up. That sounds really dramatic. Tapped out trauma. And when I say tapped, I've already told you about EFT tapping. I think I have. I do it every week. So I tapped out trauma. And when I say trauma, I put it in quotes and I put a little emphasis under the lowercase t because it's not big T trauma. It's little t trauma. I've never been hurt or like abused or treated horribly wrong in any sort of dating situationship at all. But I've just been like, I've just been thinking about like my goals with dating and how my past could be affecting the way I approach dating now. And sometimes things come up from my past that I need to tap out. And it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's really big and it's a big deal. And I'm really proud of myself for like kind of peeling back an extra layer and processing like some hard emotions that I had when I was younger about dating and getting them out of my system. Again, nothing like terrible happened to me. I'm sorry about this glare. Nothing terrible happened to me when I was dating, when I was like in high school or whatever. Just me as a person with big emotions and who is quite sensitive, I react to, and I take on a lot of things and I react. I already said that. I take on a lot because that's just how my central nervous system works. And so there's a lot to be released. So anything that is like too hard, too fast, too much is like my nervous system takes as like trauma, the way that a person who's a little more tough would take on like big T trauma, serious trauma. Anyway, okay, I've had several moments this week of loving and being proud of myself, of exactly where I am while still setting more goals. Yeah, I've just really realized this week, I've had many moments of just being grateful and realizing like, this is exactly the life I want to be living. I want to be performing. I want to be rehearsing. I still have income from my job and I'm just doing what I love. And I'm proud of myself for remembering to be grateful for that. And I think writing out these celebrations is what helps me to be thankful for that. Okay, and then last but not least, oh no, I have two more. Listen to my body signals. Okay, you know, I've had very disordered eating in the past and I wouldn't say I do anymore at all. Sometimes I have moments of emotional eating, but I listened to my body signals very well this week. I'll just say this. I love like dessert. I have the biggest sweet tooth ever. And so I eat sugar a lot, but this week I just wasn't feeling it. I thought if I eat sugar, I don't think that's going to make me feel good. So I didn't. And for a long time, I just would eat anything, even if my body knew it wouldn't feel good and I would just eat it anyway. So not doing that anymore. Really happy about that. Okay. And this vlog, I'm making this vlog. It is Saturday night. It is now 11:16 and I'm still making this vlog because I'm committed to it and it's something that I care about and I want to show up here and I want to be consistent on it and I'm trying to make it just as easy as possible. And right now this week, this is what as easy as possible looks like, and it's in a way that I'm enjoying and I like to, you know. This week I just wanted to talk about celebrations a little bit. So I will say before I wrap up here, you know, this list is It's a pretty fat list this week. And number one, usually I do it every single day. And so the list is a little shorter each day instead of a whole week. But I was just gonna say, but you know, it's kind of a fluke. Like, a lot of good things happen this week, but I definitely don't want to limit myself, because I think it's absolutely possible to have this many big good celebrations happen every single week, even if it's not like getting cast or getting a ton of callbacks every week. Like, there are still so many things to be celebrated every single week. Like, I have really random things. Like, I felt neutral when I got a callback. A lot of people wouldn't consider that a celebration, but it absolutely is for me. So I just kind of wanted to give you an idea of what kind of things you're allowed to celebrate. Because when I first learned about the importance of celebrations from my coach, I was kind of surprised at the things she was celebrating. And I'm like, why are you celebrating that? But now I celebrate anything. So it's just... It, like I said earlier, it just really helps me to be thankful for where I am and just love my life. And I just love coaching so much because it helps me feel better. Like, I don't feel crappy anymore. Like, for so many years, I just felt crappy no matter what I did. And no matter what, even if I was achieving incredible things, it just was never enough. And that just sucked. And I could still create results from that place. I should have gotten the larger storage option, but I didn't. I was just saying, I could still create results from the place of feeling miserable, and I think anybody can. But it's just a lot more fun to create results from a place of certainty and abundance and feeling good. So we're heading in that direction, and it's just so much better. It's already so much better on the other side. I think that's all I wanted to talk about today. Again, I hope this was helpful, and I hope you can recognize some of your own celebrations that you've already accomplished, some of the things you've already accomplished, and celebrate them and celebrate going forward anything and everything. I'm going to make my money goals the focus of my next vlog, even if I get another excited idea. Except if I get another excited idea that feels stronger than the money goals, then we're doing that instead. But for now, it's gonna be the money goals, because this is still the Get Rich with Miranda vlog. Okay, I hope you have a great Super Bowl Sunday. I am going to do what I always do and watch it while I work on other things on my laptop and not actually pay attention to it, and watch the halftime show because Usher's performing. Okay, bye.